At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Folks, don't forget to rewind. The Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments you missed on any show on WWL. Just download the free Odyssey app, search for WWL, and then get started. Listen or re-listen to all our WWL guest commentary or the shows you love when you want. Rewind, an amazing feature on the free Odyssey app. We're back here on Sports Talk, and it is Tuesday. Time to get into our fantasy focus segment with Joe Bartle, fantasy football expert at RotoWire. Hope you had a good week, Joe. How's it been going, man?
Yeah, did all right, although as a Packer fan, it was a frustrating Monday to watch. But, yeah, overall, I mean, it's frustrating that we're going to lose Jonathan Taylor from Week 11 bye, given what he has been for fantasy managers. But I am happy that we are only in a 2-bye week scenario, and it's fortunate, given the waiver wire period. I think this week is probably one of the bleakest that I can recall in my 10 years now working at RotoWire.
One of the few times, Joe, I think I made a smart waiver wire addition this past weekend. Tucker Kraft was hurt for me, so went on the waiver wire, scouring for that tight end, was able to pick up Juwan Johnson. He paid off for me this past weekend against the Panthers, but guess what? Saints are on a bye now, so I am in searching again. Curious, you know, looking at your waiver wire article at rotowire.com, see a few names there, but what are some recommendations at the tight end position that folks might be available in leagues?
Yeah, it's probably a bleak scenario, unfortunately. You're right. Juwan Johnson was a great call, and one of those that, at least early in the NFL season, was a top waiver wire pickup and has fluctuated a little bit. I thought with the Tyler Shuck return at quarterback, or I guess starting now for the Saints, that Juwan Johnson was going to be a bigger factor, and lo and behold, he was. So I would first go and check the usuals, like is Harold Fannin somehow available in your league? Often he's not. Is Kate Otten now, who I think with a Chris Godwin and Mike Evans both out. He's Kate Otten, the Buccaneers tight ends emerging a bit more as a fact. And the Buccaneers, I'm sorry, the Buccaneers use Kate Otten, but the Bills are not especially good at defending that position. After that, it is pretty tough. I think you could kind of go down the direction of A.J. Barner for the Seahawks and hoping he gets a touchdown as well, too. There's been multiple different Rams that have scored touchdowns in the past couple weeks. And if we think L.A. is going to be in a position once again for Matthew Stafford to throw four touchdowns, maybe speculating on one of them, but it's tough, especially after Kraft and then Juwan Johnson. They don't really want to drop Juwan Johnson after what he did. That, yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I mean, I'm looking around trying to make trades for tight ends at this point because I just don't think there are many on the waiver wire.
You know, I'm looking at my matchup this weekend, Joe, and I'm kind of praising the fact that Jonathan Taylor's on bye. I'm playing the team that's 9-1, and he's sitting on the bench. And then you see, oh, man, Christian McCaffrey's got 23 projected points this upcoming weekend against the Cardinals' poor defense. I want to get your thoughts real quick about, you know, I have stock in Cortland Sutton in a couple different leagues, and this past week's performance, Thursday Night Football against the Raiders, I don't know exactly what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting 10 points from Denver's offense. I know that they've been suspect at times. Joe, we've talked to you specifically about Bo Nix and how he's really had a terrible sophomore campaign, despite their 8-2 record. But Cortland Sutton, just get your thoughts on him, because it felt like he's kind of been slowing down at the midway point of the season after a pretty good start.
Well, first off, let's just take the moment here to compliment your one league mate who's 9-1 that has Jonathan Taylor and Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Not that I ever want you to give up, but you can use this clip and tell him that your fantasy expert that you bring on every Tuesday, who's world-renowned, says that's one of the better rosters you can have. You might as well just win the championship. And then you can kind of, like, grease his wheels and think he's in the spot now after he heard this wonderful compliment and maybe pull off the upset at some point later in the season. But that's a tough roster there with JTN, Christian McCaffrey. But to your point about Courtland Sutton, I mean, I am not a supporter of Bo Nix. I'm not a huge supporter of Sean Payton either, at least from what he has done now lately with the Broncos. And no J.K. Dobbins potentially out for a month. We'll have to see with the Broncos on bye week 12, if Dobbins does go on injured reserve, the soonest he would return for us in fantasy is week 16, really typically the semifinals for fantasy. So that's a really big blow. And my answer to try to deviate with Dobbins out would be using more R.J. Harvey. But there is a way, and I think a pretty easy way to say, well, what if we just had Bo Nix make more short throws? I think we often hear the short passing game can be an extension of the run. Now, the only issue is that's Troy Franklin or that's Marvin Mims or maybe even Evan Ingram. That's typically the last player in Courtland Sutton how you'd use. And I think the Broncos' rest of the season schedule is frankly pretty difficult. We were outlining this in the Monday Wave War podcast. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, search World of War Fantasy Football, and we've been talking about that from Wave War perspective. But there's a few games, at least from a rushing part, where I'd be fine using R.J. Harvey. I just don't know there's many scenarios where I want Bo Nix. In fact, I think Bo Nix could probably be a drop candidate. So going to the further extent with that in Courtland Sutton, not that I think you're able to trade him per se, but I'm not rushing out and acquiring Courtland Sutton, A, because I have concerns about what Bo Nix can do as a quarterback, but also, B, I think there's going to be tougher matchups ahead.
For folks with Joe that have maybe Danny Jones at quarterback or going into this week with a not favorable matchup for whoever their starter is, how are you feeling about Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers hosting the Cincinnati Bengals? We know Cincy's defense is just awful, but I mean, we know the Steelers aren't lighting things up really either.
Yeah, I actually thought Aaron Rodgers was possibly a top three or four overall pickup this weekend. To your point, Lamar Jackson's got a bit of a difficult matchup. I think Jalen Hurts does as well, too. I know Josh Allen. You're playing Josh Allen against the Buccaneers, but like a lot of these top-end guys in a really tricky spot. I would never recommend, and this is more of a Joe Bartle thing, I can't in good conscience pick up Aaron Rodgers despite having a good matchup and playing over Lamar Jackson. Like that does not work for me in the way I kind of operate with fantasy football. So really it's like, would you play Aaron Rodgers over Drake May, or would you play Aaron Rodgers over Justin Herbert? Herbert's got a tougher match against the Jaguars this week, for example. Like there's a few of those ones where I think Rodgers becomes a little bit more elevated, but I think he's very easily low-end quarterback one material. I think Tua Tagovailoa against the Commanders also in that same sort of range as well. And in the case of Rodgers specifically, I do think this extends to DK Metcalf, who I know the broadcast brought up on Sunday night, like kind of pouting a little bit, not getting a lot of targets. Didn't look good against that Packers game where he gets a critical 15-yard penalty. But there's been some bad moments of DK Metcalf. I do wonder if Arthur Smith, and I as much as I dislike how the Broncos offense been running, I despise the Steelers and certainly the Falcons back with Arthur Smith more. I have to think Arthur Smith looks at this and be like, man, I mean, we could do things a whole lot easier if we just got our actual good players the ball more. What can we do to go ahead and do that? And maybe this is the DK Metcalf breakout game and therefore Aaron Rodgers does well too. But if there's one quarterback that can take advantage of a bad defense despite having spare parts, I do think it's Rodgers even in his advanced age.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, one player that's been really off and on throughout the season, Joe, has been Woody Marks, the rookie running back for the Texans.
Oh, I remember, I know it well.
Yeah, I had asked you about him back after the blow-up game that he had in Week 4 against Tennessee, where he scored a season-high 27 fantasy points. But then, you know, after the bye, solid production there, and then he just doesn't do anything against Denver. And then this past weekend against Jacksonville, 80% snap percentage, and he puts up 16 points. Is Woody Marks a player that's kind of caught your intrigue as someone that could potentially get hot in the second half of the season here, kind of entering fantasy playoffs in a few weeks? Or is he someone that's still just a little bit too volatile for you to really trust in your starting lineup?
Yeah, you picked up the key part that the Texans used Woody Marks a little bit more. Now, could that have been game script, given that they're down 29-10 entering the fourth quarter, and therefore Woody Marks, who's conventionally a pass-catching running back, at least in relation to Nick Chubb, certainly used in that capacity. I think that's part of it. Much in the same way I would like to see other teams use their good players in good situations, I wonder if the Texans are getting to that point too. So you mentioned Woody Marks getting more playing time. Jaden Higgins, their rookie second-round pick, finally ended up getting more snaps than Xavier Hutchinson, who's been a disappointment now, I think, in his third year in the NFL. If Jaden Higgins is getting more involved and Woody Marks is getting more involved, that's good to make the Texans' offense better. In my mind, it's just a matter of when will they commit to that. Now, too often in the NFL, and I understand the practical purposes of it, but you could have a bell cow running back, a really talented guy, or more importantly, really bad depth behind that talented guy, and still you'll see NFL teams use those guys in 65-35 split, 60-40, whatever else. Until we start to see the Texans actually have Woody Marks in that capability or in that capacity, I can't really trust it. So you're talking about rest of season, like Woody Marks to me probably doesn't even qualify as a running back 20, like running back 24, so think past running back 2. But if we get a bit more data points to suggest the Texans are willing to not punt snaps to lesser players, that would be a really encouraging thing for me. One of the beneficiaries for Woody Marks in particular.
Joe, one of my favorite things to do, streaming defenses. I should name that my team 1 year for sure. Looking at this week, one that stands out to me, at least right off the bat, the Chargers at Jacksonville. But, man, we just saw the Jags put up a good number of points. If you're looking at the waiver wire for a defense out there, do you have any recommendations about someone that could put up some decent points that might be available?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think the answer probably is no. And I was going to say, like, you tell me what's available. We can go over the list. Like, if it is Los Angeles against the Chargers, I'm sorry, against Jacksonville, I don't mind that. I think that's probably a good call. There was a few leagues that I saw where I was going over this earlier. I guess I'm forgetting it now. But there was a handful. Oh, the Cowboys,
right,
against the Raiders.
And that's scary.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but they just start coming up a bye. They acquired Quinnen Williams. They got Logan Wilson as well. Could things turn around? I don't think so. But that's how bleak it is in Week 11 from a streaming defense perspective, and that's exclusively what I do. And it'll be this week that I think is a detriment for that sort of purpose, because we've been able to get by with like the Colts and Jaguars in past weeks, and I think Bills have been a streaming candidate for a few times that have been successful. I'm picking up the Cowboys and just betting Geno Smith is going to continue to be incompetent, because that's basically what he's been all season. But that is a test of faith in this process, because that's probably the top waiver wire pickup for me in conventional leagues where a lot of these guys are available.
Joe, one team that I'm happy is off a bye is the Dallas Cowboys. And that passing attack, I got a lot of stock in different guys like CeeDee and Pickens and obviously Dak. Just kind of looking ahead, they have the matchup at the Raiders, as you had mentioned, and then they have a really, really tough stretch where they play the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Lions back-to-back-to-back weeks. Is this passing attack going to be able to put up the numbers that you need for fantasy teams as we enter the postseason? Because, once again, that's a pretty rough stretch. Once you get into basically fantasy playoff time, it lightens up a decent bit, but you got to get there first.
Yeah, I think the fantasy playoffs is key. Now, I actually would argue that two of those games, the Chiefs and Lions, are opportunities for that Cowboys passing attack to look pretty competent. The Chiefs defense is great. Dak Prescott can get the ball quick, and what we need the scenario to occur for the Cowboys offense, specifically the passing game, to do well is if they are trying to play catch up. Now, last week against the 2 weeks ago against the Cardinals on Monday Night Football, that was probably the worst sort of scenario. But there have been instances even against good defenses where the Cowboys have been able to benefit. Now, Dak Prescott in the first 6 weeks of the season has been a lot different than the past four, and maybe that's just NFL teams sort of catching up as to what the Cowboys want to do, or that Dak Prescott was playing absolutely incredible, and now he's only an 80% quarterback, which is still great, but not enough to help from a fantasy perspective in that way. I'm not recommending trading CeeDee Lamb or Javonte Williams at all. I think the volume they're going to get in the game scripts for the rest of the season, especially, but over the stretch, like you mentioned, will be too noticeable. But for a guy like Dak Prescott, for a various point, was quarterback, I think, 5 in fantasy. I have some reservations he'll be able to keep that sort of pace. And Pickens probably falls off a little bit, too, if you assume the offense will start functioning a bit more towards CeeDee Lamb.
Joe, we're at the back half of the season now. What can folks find at rotowire.com to help them close out a successful fantasy season?
Yeah, you can follow me on JB Fantasy Sports first off. I'll have that waiver wire updated up until Thursday's kickoff when, of course, bad game, Patriots-Jets. But we'll have updates on that stuff, too. More importantly, I'm going to have an article, I think, posted Friday, which might be able to help a few of the people I'm talking to right now, talking about rest of season schedule and players specifically to acquire. We have a rest of season schedule tool on RotoWire. I'm going to expand that a bit further and talk about why these advantages make sense. What does a trade look like? What are guys that you're realistically able to go ahead and get? And I think if we do that now, week 11, with a few more weeks before the fantasy postseason starts, we're talking about putting ourselves in the best position to win those fantasy championships.
Awesome stuff. Joe Kuhl, thanks so much for the time, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Joe Bartle, fantasy football expert at rotowire.com. You can check him out on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. Also, you can follow RotoWire at RotoWire on Twitter.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.